This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And hot damn, we've made it to conference championship weekend. Welcome in to BetMGMU alongside RJ Choppy and John Martin. I'm Chris Mack. We are live coast to coast on the BetMGM network, always available inside your Odyssey app and, of course, in podcast form wherever you get your audio. Just search for BetMGMU. We got a lot to get to today. Obviously, the conference championship games, how it affects the CFP picture, because we had one massive, well, not massive, but we had a big upset last weekend that changed the rankings and could affect how things shake out now for teams on the bubble: Notre Dame, Miami, BYU. And of course, everybody has gone out and found themselves a new coach, except Penn State. Do they know that they need to have a coach next year? Are they aware of that being a thing that exists? I don't know. Plus, we'll get you our favorite plays of the weekend. Maybe a little pizza money parlay to sprinkle something on as well. Plenty to get into. Let's start with what happened just in the last few days. Tuesday night, we had the latest edition of the CFP rankings come out. After an A&M loss in Austin, that was the biggest shakeup. A&M drops from 3 all the way down to 7. So Georgia, Texas Tech, Oregon, Ole Miss all move up. And Texas got a nice little bump, but they're still on the outside looking in. You got 3 losses, Longhorn fans. Sorry, it's not happening. They are right behind Notre Dame at 10, BYU at 11, Miami at number 12. And that is where we dive back into the same conversation we've been having for a month and a half now. How is Notre Dame, who beat Miami or lost to Miami straight up ahead of Miami in the rankings? And could a BYU upset in the Big 12 championship game throw everything into chaos? Because that would put Miami and Notre Dame right next to each other in the rankings and finally give the committee reason to use that head-to-head result to leap Miami over Notre Dame. Let's start there, John. Choppy's had plenty to say on this topic over the last month and a half, so I'll let you lead us off on the Miami-Notre Dame conundrum and whether Hurricane fans should be rooting for BYU this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's still definitely some convoluted scenarios, perhaps. You know, it is a tough one to square because they played a game and Miami won it. And, you know, you look at what both of these teams have done. Like, Notre Dame's resume is really just not that compelling, right? Like, I mean, they lost to Texas A&M. They lost to Miami. You know, they beat USC, and that's really about it. I don't know. It's kind of a tough one to square. I guess you would say for Miami, you know, obviously a couple of, you know, you lose to SMU in overtime, you lose to Louisville, obviously, and those were pretty bad. And, you know, I realize, you know, that's basically the difference, right? Losing at home to an unranked, a now unranked Louisville team, and losing to an unranked SMU team. So, I guess in terms of, you know, the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm, Notre Dame, you know, abided by that more than Miami did. And I guess if I was really trying to pick nits, I would say that Miami was quite fortunate to win that game against Notre Dame. I mean, Carson Beck was making throws that he, quite frankly, hasn't made all year. I mean, it was like an out-of-body experience for him, quite honestly. So, yeah, I get it. I get that it's frustrating, but I think Notre Dame's resume and probably the damage that they've done to themselves is a little bit lesser, just a little bit lesser than what Miami has done, you know, for the rest of the season. So I get it. It's like, you know, in my fantasy football league that I'm in, the head-to-head doesn't matter. They do it on points scored, and it drives me absolutely nuts every year where it comes down to these tiebreakers, and I'm just like, if I beat this person twice, you know, or once, why does that not, you know? So I understand the frustration, and that's a little less high stakes than the college football playoff, admittedly.
I don't know how much do you put on your fantasy football league.
It's for, you know, $150, something like that. I don't even know, but
yeah, just a little different.
But you know, again, it's all about pride, right? It's all about pride at the end of the day. So, I get that it's frustrating, but I think, you know, Miami's losses are worse, and you know, they've got two of them, and I think that's probably the difference right now.
You know, I'm an old school college football fan. I hate rematches. Old school college fan hates rematches, right? Like, I already beat you once. I don't need to beat you again. Why'd I have to beat you again to prove that I'm the champ, right? I shouldn't have to do that. That said, you know, last year's committee, and I think this would set a dangerous precedent, last year's committee second to final last show, they basically said, you know, once you guys are here, you got no more data points. We're not flip-flopping you anymore. If they were to, if somebody were to lose and Notre Dame and Miami would get, you know, put back to back, I would have a problem at this point if they flipped them, even though I think Miami should be ahead of them already. All right, they beat them head-to-head. They already should be ahead of them. But now if you're going to do this, now you're going to set a precedent where, like, we could just change things on the last day if we want to. Like, if they weren't better than you without playing a game, if you didn't think so, stick to your guns. Have some conviction.
Well, I think what we've learned is that the committee has no conviction, and precedent doesn't mean a damn thing, right? Like, it's just whatever they want to do from week to week. And then I think you said it last week, Choppy, they're going to back their logic into whatever scenario they build, and they'll find reasons for each team to be slotted at each spot. So I think if you're a Miami fan, if you're a Notre Dame fan, there's nothing you can root for this weekend other than just, you know, hope that in the case of Irish fans, they've done enough and we'll stay put. And in the case of Miami fans, that they just decide to change their minds after 6 weeks of ranking these teams. Like, that's, I don't know if you necessarily root for particular outcomes at this point. You just hope that if you're a Hurricanes fan, they change their mind for some reason, which, again, because precedent and conviction to principles and all that don't matter, could still happen. On the outside looking in, Texas, Vandy, Utah. I did think it was interesting that late in the week we got word that Vandy, Utah, and even Miami were all talking to each other about maybe scheduling a game to play this weekend, just to put something else out there for the committee to rank. I don't know if that's going to become more common, if teams are going to keep that open as an option. Hey, maybe we got to play somebody on conference championship weekend if we're not actually in the conference championships, or how that affects things going forward, John. But I thought it was interesting that it was something that Vandy was exploring.
Well, yeah, but who was going to be incentivized to play that, I guess? You know, who are you getting to? Because you have to have an opponent.
Yeah, I think Vandy, Utah would have been interesting because it's two teams that are solidly on the outside looking in, and they could say, all right, let's put another quality win on our resume. Miami. I don't think. I don't know.
It's like, I mean, it's just kind of a joke, right? It's like, you know, you played a 13th game, you know, like, so you had to play an additional game to get to the same caliber of resume that the other, you know, 12 teams have in 12 games. So I would have just, I mean, I think you need to just accept your fate a little bit. Should Vandy be in? I mean, I think that's, I kind of expected them to be in. I kind of expected them with what they've done. I mean, beating the living crap out of Tennessee, you know, last week, and I feel like should have maybe weighed a little bit more, but maybe it's just the fact that Josh Heupel, we've just accepted that he's a fraud and that he's just going to be a mediocre coach for the rest of his time in Knoxville. I'm not sure. We'll have to go to RG on that, but I felt like they maybe have done enough to not need a 13th game, but the committee disagrees. And unfortunately, I think you just kind of have to accept that.
I like Josh. We were through the desert for too long. Okay, I'm not gonna just sit here and just say, hey, you know what? Let's just get rid of you right now. But I will say this: I actually like the idea of that 13th game, and I think that this is the future. This is going to replace conference championship games because I don't need to see Georgia and Alabama again. Yeah, I think, and if Alabama loses and they get knocked out, right? I think you're going to see these conferences want to get rid of these games because if you're the second place team in your conference, which of course your conference says that you're the second place team, not Texas A&M, not Ole Miss, Alabama, and then all of a sudden you lose an extra game that you didn't have to play, I would much rather give that to a bubble team.
Well, and in the case of the Big Ten championship game, is either one of these teams going to fall off of that first four line, the bye line, if they lose this game?
37-0. If it's 37-0.
It's one versus two. Whoever loses, if Ohio State loses, they'll just drop to two. If Indiana loses, maybe they drop to three, depending on how they lose and Georgia moves up. Maybe Tech blows out BYU and they move up and Indy falls to four. Neither one of them has fallen off of the top four line. So it's another meaningless conference championship game, really, because they're both going to get a bye regardless. So, yeah, I think it's – eventually I think we're going to go the way of eliminating the conference championship games when the playoff gets expanded even more. And that's just – that's going to happen at some point. More TV inventory for the networks, all that kind of stuff in elimination games, more games on campuses, all this stuff that makes, I would think, both fans and networks happy. The other interesting possibility here this weekend is that North Texas and JMU, or Tulane and JMU, depending on how things shake out in the American championship game, could both make it. Because if Duke were to upset Virginia, I don't see a world where Duke is placed ahead of North Texas or Tulane and JMU in the rankings because, well, Duke is dookie, for lack of a better way to put it. And that wasn't all that cute, but that's what they are. There's a very real possibility the ACC could have nobody in this playoff, John.
Yeah, that's actually interesting. I didn't think about that. Obviously, you know, JMU would have to beat Troy, but that's very much, you know, they're big favorites to do that. So that would really drive RJ up. That would really make RJ upset because he went on this whole rant this week about how no group of five team deserves to get in. How about two, dog? How about two group of five teams in? You like that?
You like that,
yeah,
Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, I love it. I love watching that, man. I can't wait. Just sign me up for that Saturday night, 8 p.m. Three sheets to the wind, man. You know, put that. You know what that the NFL is going to give? They're going to kick that to the TNT game at noon, just to get rid of that thing.
Not excited about JMU going to Eugene to play the Ducks.
I'm not excited about the ACC being in this either. Okay, but I'll put up with it.
They're just barely in it.
Barely. And that's, look, all joking aside, the question that I've always raised for myself is, do I want the 12 best teams or the 12 most deserving? And that's why it comes down to, like, you know, are you going to tell me that, you know, both JMU and Tulane or the North Texas and JMU are more deserving than Vanderbilt? Or Vanderbilt in Texas, or Vanderbilt in Miami, or Texas. I'll just never believe that. I get it.
You that's why you're going to get hit with an antitrust lawsuit. It just make sure you're on the lookout.
Yeah,
because it's coming. You're going to.
I don't even know what that is. I don't even. I still.
Oh, you will.
I've heard antitrust lawsuits my whole life. I have no idea what that is.
Just call up one of those lawyers you see on the side of a bus somewhere. They'll take care of it.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I actually. You know, I live in Memphis, and it's no secret. We've talked about it, you know, as long as we've been doing the show about me being the chief of the group of five. But I do 100% empathize with that because if I was a fan of Vanderbilt, presuming they exist, I would say, what the hell, man? You know, I mean, I've done all these things this year. I've been, you know, top 14 all year long. You know, we've done some incredible things, and North Texas is going to get in. Tulane's going to get in. They don't even have their coach. JMU's going to get in. They don't even have their coach. You know, so I understand the feeling like you're just, you know, being boxed out by a team less deserving. I understand that, but like you have to do it because it's like this is Division One and these teams participate in Division One, and you know, unless and until that changes, you know, this is the way it's got to be.
Yeah, otherwise just separate it into a Power Four and a Group of Five playoff and have two different champs if that's the way.
Because let me just make one more point real quick, because you know, people who are college sports purists, right? That isn't that what they talk about, the quote unquote little guy, that this is why they love college sports, that it's possible. Mm-hmm. And I guess maybe that's more true in basketball than it is in football, but think about all those runs with Loyola Chicago and George Mason, and you know, we could go on and on and on. But now they're an inconvenience. You know, now they're in the way. So I think people just need to decide which it is. Is it we want them to participate? We want those stories, or we don't? I'm fine with either. Let's just decide.
Yeah, I want the Cinderella possibility. Yeah, they may go out and they may lose 54-6 if we get like JMU at Oregon. But at the very least, they got to play the game. And the Cinderella factor is why we love March Madness so much. You're right, John. So that's why it's been introduced, the Group of Five representative, or in this case, maybe representatives, to the idea of the CFP as well. We got some massive games on Saturday, conference championships to kick around. We'll get into those next right here on BetMGMU.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So we've got a couple of games that'll decide teams' playoff fates. We've got one that may just be for positioning, and we've got another one between the top two teams in the country. Let's dive into Saturday's conference championship slate here on BetMGMU alongside RJ Choppy and John Martin. I'm Chris Mack, and let's just go in chronological order, shall we, boys? Let's start 12 Eastern, 11 a.m. Central at Jerry World in Arlington. It's the Big 12 championship game. Number 11, BYU, fighting for their playoff lives against number 5, Texas Tech. Tech favored by 12.5, 13 some shops, and they took care of business against BYU earlier this year. Yeah, it was in Lubbock, but it was dominant. I don't think home road had much to do with it. 29-7, they owned them basically from start to finish. This would be the first Big 12 title for either team in their program's history. Tech's defense, for what it's worth, games played in Texas has allowed fewer than 10 points per game. I don't know, again, if neutral field, home field, matters in this game. 12.5 is a big number, though, John, especially with – I don't think a loss knocks Texas Tech out of the playoff. A win most certainly gets BYU in.
Yeah, I mean, this is a tough mountain to climb here, boys. You know, Texas Tech has been playing as good as anybody the last, you know, few weeks, and we talked about them. They're spending more money on their athletes this year than any program in America, football, basketball, across the board. I mean, they are as invested in as resourced as anybody. Not that BYU isn't, but I think this number is well earned by now. You know, BYU's coach has kind of been in the mix, like a lot of coaches have been in the mix for Penn State. I know that that program will definitely hire the right high school coach when that time comes. But I think I just would not
Smith
be able
is
to pay
by that remark.
Terry Smith, man, he's getting interest from Memphis. He's getting interest from the Las Vegas Raiders. I mean, if that wasn't just a pure leverage play, my God, who was it? Jordan Schultz. Jordan Schultz got absolutely used and abused by that guy. It would be hard for me to fade Texas Tech at this point.
Yeah, I don't want to touch it at all. I mean, I think BYU could get 12.5 is a big number. I think they can get a backdoor here. But, you know, Tech is just a better team. They're a really, really good team. I am scared, though, for Red Raider Nation if they were to lose this game. I don't think they should drop out. But we just saw, you know, we've seen teams drop 4 to 7. Bama dropped 7 spots, right? Texas dropped 7 spots. You want to drop 7 spots here and have a committee, a subjective group of people in a made-for-TV event have to choose you or Notre Dame? Ooh. I don't think I want any part of that. I just win the game and don't leave it up to the committee, because that committee, man, I don't trust it. I don't trust it. They will find any way to put Alabama and Notre Dame in that tournament over Texas Tech. They'll just figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, if logic and reason had a lot to do with this, it would be hard to keep Texas Tech out even with a loss, because it would be their only, I call it, legitimate loss of the season. They have a loss to Arizona State when they didn't have their starting quarterback, and it would be to a team that they already beat earlier in the year. But you're right, Choppy, if you want to remove all doubt, they take care of business, and I agree with you, John. I would not touch it at this number. It's not enough. Texas Tech has, I want to say, covered 6 when favored by double digits against other Power 4 teams this year. Saturday afternoon in Atlanta, Georgia, Bama, number 3 versus number 10. Team's second meeting of the season, obviously. Bama won 24-21 in Athens back in late September. And the fourth time, John, these two have matched up in the SEC championship game since 2018. Bama has won all 3 of those. Tight spread at 2.5.
Yeah, I mean, I would bet the under here. Actually,
because it's been going up throughout the week too. It was down 45 and a half earlier in the week, up to 47.5 as we sit here and talk right now.
And I would bet it the other way, because honestly, who does this game matter for? I mean, I guess you can argue seeding or whatever the case, but I mean, I just kind of look at it like both of these teams just want to get out of this game healthy, right? I mean, that's the idea here, is to just survive in advance and get to the playoff. Again, is there a chance that you can improve seeding? And you know, but I don't know how much that matters to either of these teams. I don't know how possible that is for either of these teams. So I just kind of think you're going to see a lot of, runs in the game script. I think, you know, again, both teams know each other really well. And obviously, you know, there is capable quarterback play if they decide to open it up. But I just kind of think both teams will, because you guys were talking about it, I just don't really think these conference championship games matter to anybody anymore, because, you know, they just don't have the same implications. It used to be you'd plan your whole – and I look, it's an SEC championship game, so I understand that it will matter. That's just the way it is. But in terms of relative to what it was, I just think teams want to get it over with and get to the playoffs. So I would take the under here, 47.5.
Choppy, do you think there's a chance, though, that if Bama gets hung with a third loss, even though it's to Georgia, in an SEC championship game, does it open the door for the committee that's been fighting this Miami-Notre Dame battle all year to say, well, we got a couple 2-loss teams. Bama, you got 3 losses. I don't care about the quality of loss. again, precedent means nothing with this college football playoff committee. You would think losing in the SEC championship game would not cost you a playoff spot, but the number three in the L column would give me pause.
Yeah, it would. I think what they're going to wind up doing, the SEC and Big Ten game is just protected. I don't think they're gonna penalize you. I think this is going to only help you. You know, SMU last year lost in the ACC championship game. They stayed in. They didn't penalize them for it. I don't think now they may not do that this year with some of the other conferences, because I think they feel like they may have gotten burned by SMU last year. I think the problem with SMU last year was the same problem with the playoff last year, is that Penn State and Texas probably should have had a bye, and they shouldn't have been playing them anyway. They should have had to go to Happy Valley to play that game. But I don't think anything is going to happen to the Big Ten or the SEC championship game loser. And if it does,
yeah, I mean, because you can't penalize a team for playing when, right, you know, Notre Dame and Miami don't have anything else to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I just don't think you can do that.
Yep, I agree. And then what's going to happen is if they do penalize them for that, that will be the end of these games.
No question. I mean, you have, like, I'm not playing. If I play and a loss hurts me, I am simply opting out.
Right.
And then you guys figure out what to do with it.
Yeah. I mean, like the conversation we had earlier, the conference championship games are going to become completely meaningless if they aren't already, certainly once the playoff expands.
We know this is the second year in a row where we've had this discussion about a team playing in the conference championship game if it hurts them to lose. It was SMU last year, which it didn't, obviously, we know. And then we're talking about it with Alabama, and they're 2.5-point underdogs, so they're probably, I mean, they're favored to have three losses here. And I just think it's just silly. It's just silly that we're in these situations. I know TV inventory and all that, but with an expanded playoff and more on the way, like, I just feel like we could afford to do away with these, and we just decided a regular season champion in the regular season.
Yeah, one that does matter, Saturday night in Charlotte, unranked Duke against number 16 Virginia. Virginia wins, they're in, probably is the fourth highest ranked conference champion. Duke wins, chaos, the anti-RJ choppy theory, we might get two group of five teams in the playoff and no ACC teams. I don't understand why this is just 3.5. Virginia beat Duke on the road by 17 2 weeks ago, I think it was. I don't understand how this is just 3.5. It does not compute for me. I think Virginia takes care of business here, and then they'll go off in the playoff and get absolutely run out of the building by somebody. But that's a conversation for next week. It does cause chaos, though, John, if Duke somehow wins this game. And it would be very ACC-ish for that to happen.
Most definitely. I mean, you know, the ACC is like, please lose Duke. Please, like, don't even play around and win this game. Like, yeah. And I think, you know, there's a human psychology element, right? There's literally zero pressure on Duke to go out there and just, like, let it rip. Who cares? Like, you can't really do anything other than spoil it for Virginia anyway. So go do it. So I think that's probably part of it. And we'll see. Virginia's been really good. I mean, credit to Tony Elliott. I did not think he was going to get that thing off the ground at all there the last couple of years, and he has. So credit to him. But I do. I think it'll be a very interesting and awkward dynamic with this ACC championship game.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I mean, they already won at Duke. It just doesn't make any sense. And look, let's be fair. Virginia stinks. Like, they're not the 17th best team in the nation. We know that. If they played Michigan or USC and a number of teams, we know it's going to happen. I think this number should be much, much higher than this. But hey, I mean, I want to credit, you know, UVA here. I mean, this would give them a second win over a team with a winning conference record. I think that's huge. That's something they should be proud of.
You know, for a man who's taken all the shots at the group of five this week, you would think you'd be more supportive of a possible power four conference champion, RJ Choppy.
Yeah, RJ.
Well, I mean, that just goes to show you that the ACC is a power four conference.
Oh, wow. More shots fired. So it's the power three or is it the power two?
Yeah, they call it a power two now. They basically, yeah, I mean, it's yeah, referred no, to it's as a power two.
It's the P2. It's the P2, then there's the other two, and then there's the group of five.
That's right.
All right. Speaking of the P2, a game that
– group really, of six I, now, I, by the way. It's the group of six.
That's right.
With there you
Pac-12.
Go.
12.
A game that means absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. The Big Ten championship game at Lucas Oil Field in Indy. Also Saturday night, 8 Eastern kick. Number 2 Indiana, number 1 Ohio State. How in the world can either one of you explain to me how this number is only 4.5? I know Indiana has been good this year, okay? But the gulf between Ohio State and everybody else is astronomical, including Indiana. I don't understand how this thing isn't at least 6.5. Because Ohio State, even though this game means absolutely nothing for them, is going to go in there and take care of Indiana. I don't think it would be a rout, but would any of us be the least bit surprised for this to be like a 34-24 kind of game? They're going to win by double digits. They are. And I don't understand how in the world this thing has only moved from what, 4? It's still 4 in some spots, from 4 to 4.5 this week. Like, I don't get it. All due respect to Kurt Cignetti and the Hoosiers and Mendoza and all that. I think there'll be a tough out in the playoff, depending on who they play. I'm not saying Indiana is bad. I want to be clear about that. Indiana is a very, very good football team this year. They're undefeated for a reason. But this is Ohio State, man. Like, this is not a 4.5-point game, John.
Well, first of all, you say all due respect. It doesn't sound like it's respect at all. It sounds like it's nothing but disrespect.
Well, no, when
from
you say
you
all due respect, you can say whatever the hell you want and get away with it. That's why
right, I said
that's right. Yeah. No offense, but, you know, this no guy offense. Absolutely sucks and he's never won anything in his entire life. But no, I mean, I understand. And I think it's the same logic here that I use in the SEC championship. Like, same total. I think both these teams just, I mean, I could see Indiana possibly carrying more, right? Like, because this is our opportunity to knock off an Ohio State where, you know, they don't, you know, again, it's like, I'm trying to get into the psychology here. How seriously does Ryan Day take this? How seriously do the Ohio State, Buckeyes take this? I don't know. So I think that's part of it. It's like, you're trying to figure out who's more motivated in this game to win. I guess I would say Indiana would be. That's probably why you're seeing it not get out to 6.5, 7.
Man, Ohio State's 8-1 against the Big Ten against the spread this year. The only spread loss is Purdue. Go back to last year, same thing, right? I mean, if you were to just bet blindly Ohio State against the spread against Big Ten teams, you're covering every game except for like Michigan. Right, you know, the last few years they didn't cover against Michigan a couple times, and then you know that Oregon game from last year out west. Other than that, man, if you just blindly bet Ohio State against the spread against the Big Ten, you're gonna win all the time. So I am with you. I don't understand why it's so low. I think you have to get this thing outside of a touchdown if you're gonna even come close to taking Indiana. I'm all over Ohio State here.
Yeah, and again, it's a game that means absolutely nothing. If Ohio State loses, they fall to 2, and Indiana moves to 1. If Indiana loses, I mean, maybe they fall, depending on what happens, you know, they'll fall to 3. Georgia would move up. Maybe they fall to 4, depending on how Texas Tech beats BYU. If it's 54-0, they'll move up. But, like, I don't see the reality where there is a possibility. There's a universe, certainly, where Indiana beats an unmotivated, like you said, John, Ohio State team. Mm-hmm. But I just – because, again, it means nothing. Maybe Day takes his wide receivers out at the first sign of any kind of tweak for those guys, and he doesn't want to take any chances. But
wasn't there, like, some speculation that Oregon would do that last year? I feel like we kind of had that talk.
Yeah, there was a question about whether they were going to play those guys against Penn State, and they did, and they took care of it. So
that's why James Franklin's at Virginia Tech.
All right. Speaking of coaching moves, the coaching carousel, we'll get into it next. Is Penn State actually going to hire anybody? Who the hell knows? I got friends there, and I don't even know what the hell's going on anymore. Plus, our favorite plays of the weekend and a pizza money parlay as well, all on the way here on BetMGMU.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We got our favorite plays of the weekend coming up in just a moment here on BetMGMU. We'll put together some parlays for you as well, alongside RJ Choppy, the king of the Pizza Money Parlay, and John Martin. I am Chris Mack, live coast-to-coast on the BetMGM Network. You miss anything, you can always rewind inside your Odyssey app or just download us in podcast form. Take us with you. Catch up on all of it. Search BetMGMU wherever you get your podcasts. You can watch the show as well on YouTube. Search for the BetMGM Network. The coaching carousel. It feels like, you know, the game of musical chairs is down to just Penn State. It's an empty chair and everyone has left. The game is over. The music's still playing. And athletic director Pat Kraft doesn't understand that you have to have a head coach, apparently. We're past the point of the Lane Kiffin rage cycle now that he's officially in Baton Rouge. There are a bunch of other moves, some of which we've alluded to or just mentioned outright already. Obviously, James Franklin had a top 10 recruiting class at Virginia Tech, took most of the guys he had built relationships with at Penn State with him. Bob Chesney to UCLA, Eric Morris from North Texas to Oklahoma State, Ryan Silverfield leaves Memphis, waves goodbye to John and heads down to Arkansas. John Summerall from Tulane to Florida, Alex Golish to Auburn. And despite the text I got about 10 hours before he headed to South Florida, Brian Hartline said, no thanks, Penn State, I'm good, and heads down there to coach the Bulls, the Ohio State offensive coordinator. So, John, I'll open up the entire coaching carousel to you, and I'm sure it won't involve mocking my Penn State Nittany Lions at all.
I mean, I actually sympathize because, you know, I think you've – I think by hire, you know, the situation with James Franklin, you know, has maybe been a turnoff to some coaches because they're like, hey, man, you know, I mean, coaches are predisposed to thinking that everybody does a good job, right? Like if you win 8 games, if you win 9 games, that's a good job. You ask a coach, that's a good – you ask us, you're like, this guy's terrible. He can't do anything right. But to coaches who have to go out there and live that life and walk that walk, 8-9 games is really good. And then you fire the guy for winning 10 games but not beating Ohio State. And I'm sure there was other reasons that go into it. But, like, just from where I sit, it feels like Penn State fired James Franklin because he couldn't beat Ohio State. Yeah. And that's a hard existence. That's, to me, it's a hard – and I think that's why, you know, you've seen coaches, you know, err on the side of caution, you know, with the expectations there. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of – it's I did not expect them to be last. Right among the big jobs, I really did not. But It also probably speaks, Chris, to the shadow, and I hate to say it, but the shadow of Ohio State. I mean, people just do not want to take that monster on because they know you're expected to beat them, and that's the problem.
Yeah, and it's not just that, Choppy. It's the fact that they have a very loud, very vocal, older alumni base who still long for some kind of connection to the past empire. I mean, there are people that still whine and complain about the Joe Paterno statue being taken down. And those people want to feel a connection to that old empire, which Terry Smith embodies, which is why he's still alive in this conversation as well, their interim head coach, because he is a Penn State lifer. And I think if you go in there as Penn State head coach, RJ, and you know that the not just the shadow of Ohio State next door, but also the shadow of Terry Smith and the shadow of everything else that Penn State fans think the program should be looms over this thing. So the expectations have become so high that if you don't beat Ohio State and you don't go deep into the playoff, much less to a national championship game, your leash is going to be very short.
Yeah, and look, that's the John's right. That's the turnoff, and it'll be okay. It'll be okay, man. Like I got to tell you, when we fired Phil Fulmer a year after he won 10 games, when we fired him, it only took 14 years to win 10 games again. You'll be all right. You're going to make it through this. I mean, I know you're behind McNeese in recruiting right now. I know you're behind West Georgia. What Georgia's a north-south state. It doesn't even have a West. And y'all are behind West Georgia.
Isn't West Georgia just Alabama?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's just Alabama, man.
The UAB?
There ain't even a West Georgia. That's like being from, North Carolina. There ain't no north part of North Carolina. That's an east-west. So you'll be all right. You guys are going to be fine. Shout out to Crumble Cookie for the troll job and for the BYU coach. You're going to be all right. I have faith in you. It's a good job.
I'm glad.
Brian, just embrace it. Embrace Brian Kelly. You guys are going to spit out the bottom of the Brian Kelly industry. That's what's going to happen here.
I cannot do either one of the Brians, Kelly or Daboll. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I can't.
Daboll just makes no sense to me. Like,
it doesn't make any to me either. Like,
he wants to do that. I mean, why would he want to do that?
I don't know. Because he could go yell at college kids and make himself feel even smarter, get even higher off the smell of his own, whatever. So you actually brought up a great point when we were texting before the show, John. You're like, why is Dan Mullen not a part of this conversation? PA guy, his wife's from Pittsburgh. You would think he has some kind of connections there. My thought might be he's got maybe too many connections. Dan's done a good job of pissing people off over the years. But there are still names out there that make slightly more sense than a Brian Kelly or a Brian Daboll, or just sticking with Terry Smith for a year or two.
Yeah, I mean, Dan Mullen has done a good job at UNLV. We wondered, like, all right, he's back in. How's this going to look? I mean, the guy goes to I don't think UNLV is an easy job by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, remember Matt Sluka walked away because he didn't get $100,000 last year. And so I don't think that's an easy job that's necessarily flush with cash. And he's gone in and he's got the Rebels back in the Mountain West title game for a third straight year. I think you could do a whole lot worse than Dan Mullen at this stage in the search. Now they may say, well, look what he did at Florida, which, by the way, his Florida tenure is not as bad as people think it was.
He
actually really was not that bad. And then obviously at Mississippi State, which was granted, a long time ago, 10 years ago, but still he had Mississippi State number one in the country. So I think you could definitely do worse than Dan Mullen at this stage. And I think he would be looking to leave because UNLV's already said we don't have the money to pay him past next year. So, I think going that route would not be a bad idea.
It's a disaster.
It is. It's Tuberville. I mean, you can get him. He's giving up a Senate seat. You can get him.
That's right.
Yep. Michigan State's old coach. D'Antonio, is he around? Maybe get him.
My God.
Yep.
I mean, Art Briles just went to a D2 school. You could probably get him.
All right.
I think Christian Hackenberg's out there.
Man. Yeah, he is. Yes, he
I'm
is.
I'm sure he'd love it. So yeah. There's your Penn State guy.
Yeah. That'll make everybody happy. It's just
former Memphis Express quarterback, might I add.
Good point. I'm glad you brought that up. It just feels like Pat Kraft went into this thing.
Mike McCarthy, man, get Mike McCarthy. He's a Western PA guy. He's just hanging around.
Hey, he's
what about Bill Cowher?
Hell, you got Ben Roethlisberger talking about Mike Tomlin. I mean, what are we doing?
How about Ben Roethlisberger for the job? I mean, he'd be perfect for it. Fit right in.
I'm done with all of you. I'm done.
That's right.
I'm done.
Hey, great hire by Arkansas, by the way, hiring a coach that has never even competed for a conference title in the American. That's really
a
good job.
Least bit bitter, I can tell. I saw you get
Sam Pittman.
The crazy thing is, everybody in Memphis was excited about him leaving. They didn't want him back.
I was going to say, did you pay for his plane ticket?
Man, I would have. I mean, I really would have, because you're talking about a guy that got the most resources, the biggest budget in the conference, and never even finished in the top two in 6 years.
Pretty bad.
All right,
long motorcycle highways up there.
Houston,
lots of open country roads.
What's he doing? Hugh Freeze, right. How's your golf game? How's the golf courses? How's the golf up there?
Yeah,
it's nice too cold course. To golf. That's perfect. Yeah. You'll actually have to do the job.
Hey, come on, man. We got this covered.
We got it. I hope Pat Kraft is watching and listening, so he's got a whole nice long list of candidates, which he clearly didn't have to begin with. Dumbass. Let's make our picks for this week. John, what do you like this weekend?
I like the under in both the SEC and the Big Ten, the Power 2 games. I believe it's the same total, 47.5 in both, so I'll take the under.
All right. Choppy?
I caught their wrath, but I actually like UNT minus 2.5 against Tulane. I know,
unbelievable.
Right?
That is a Deion Sanders quality backpedal right there.
That's not a backpedal. I think Tulane is not very good. It's not very good. I'm going to take Ohio State minus the 4. I went back and looked. Since, if you were to blind bet them since the year 2000 against Big Ten teams, they're 125-90. Blind bet against the spread. 35 units blind bet is insane. It's insane. I know it's a long way to go, but it's 32-18 in the last 5 years. So I'm going to take Ohio State minus the 4.
I'm going to piggyback off of a couple of those. Bama, Georgia, the SEC title game, under 47.5. That number continues to climb. I think, like John said, a couple of coaches just looking to get out of the game healthy and get into the playoff. Ohio State minus 4. I mean, this thing should be at least a touchdown. And then Virginia minus 3.5 against Duke. They just beat them by 17 a couple weeks ago. I'm not sure what we're doing there either. And you can parlay those three together at 6-1 right now at BetMGM. I might do that as well, because you can get a parlay boost token inside the BetMGM app no matter where the college football action is. Nothing like getting in the game and leveling up that next parlay. Use a parlay boost token inside your BetMGM app to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay this weekend and every weekend inside the BetMGM app. Next week, we will have the CFP field set. We'll start to talk about what it's going to look like, who got snubbed, who got lucky to get into the field, and who Penn State still has not hired as head coach, because God knows we'll be into it'll be day 64, 65 of the search by then. And why not? Why not just drag it all the way out and just let all the recruits and all the transfers leave? Sure. We'll have plenty to talk about next week. We appreciate you joining us. Don't forget, you can always watch the show on YouTube. Search the BetMGM Network. Always live. Every single weekend on the BetMGM Network and wherever you may be in the world inside your Odyssey app as well. Download us in podcast form. Just search for BetMGMU. For our producer, Zach Krall, for RJ Choppy, for John Martin, I'm Chris Mack. This has been BetMGMU.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.